Hello, sir.
Oh, hi, Fernando. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. So I found out from that department that the Google Guaranteed is available in your area. So they told me the reason it wasn't showing is if the zip code starts with a zero, Google wants us to take the zero out. And once I did that, it did show me it's available. So I'll explain to you real quickly how it works. You would be way ahead of the curve if you were able to jump on this now because it's so new. But what it is Google has found a way to come up with an exclusive lead generation service, okay? So the major benefit and how this would differ from Thumbtack and from even Angie's is that the leads are exclusive to you, okay? So that means that the lead is only shared with you and not with other companies, okay? So if, for example, the lead is outside of your service area or they're calling about something that you don't do, then you will be credited back for that lead, okay? And the clients love the program as well because Google will back up your work. That's why I asked you earlier if you were licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, because Google will actually back up a verified contractor for up to $2,000. So let's say that you had up to $2,000. So let's say you had some disgruntled client that was complaining and they wanted their money back. Google would actually insure your work and give that client back up to $2,000 based on what you do once you're in this program. So, and they offer that per client. So it's something that our clients are going wild for because it works so well. And then
I have three words. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Well, I want to go over the pricing because it is a lot more expensive than what you're doing. Okay. So number one is for the price.
Can I tell you what I spend a weekly on Thumbtack?
Yes.
I spend about $400 a week.
Oh, so this is going to be pocket change for you. No problem then. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee. Okay. So that's all I would charge you right now. And then I'm going to set a second client interview for the Google Guaranteed department to call you and do that application. And then that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. And then once that's approved, the leads are going to run you about $48 to $72. The minimum monthly is going to be between $628 and $939. So that won't kick in until you pass the background check and all that. Now,
the minimum monthly on what? You mean I got to pay monthly on top of the leads?
So what they do in order to run this program is they require a minimum of 13 leads per month. So what they do is they just multiply that $48 to $72 and they tell you you're going to be paying about $626 to $939 monthly. Now,
can I up those leads?
You can up the leads to whatever you want. And you can also, if there's a month that you decide to go to Hawaii and you want to turn it off, you know, you could, let's say you only took one lead that month. So for that month, you would only be paying for that one lead. You wouldn't be paying the whole 13. But let's say on another month, you'd want to get 25 leads. You can absolutely up that lead and you're just paying per lead at that point. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me do the application fee, and then I'll create that second appointment for you. You're going to love it, Fernando. And like I said, you're going to be way ahead of the curve. So
I mean, I'm spending about $400 to $500 a week, and I'm not even getting good leads from Thumbtack now. I'm not.
You know, one thing I was a little concerned about is I found your listing on Thumbtack, but when I clicked on it, it said it's not active because I was.
Yes, exactly. It's deactivated.
Why is that?
Because
I don't want
them
to lose your reviews or anything. You know what I mean? Because I wanted my technician to go into it and to go.
Well,
it's going to take
2 or 3 days, two or three business days for them to reactivate it.
Oh, so okay. Yeah, because what I would say is once it gets reactivated and we can pull the images off of it and make sure that we have the star rating and all
Hold on a second. Let me see something.
Yeah, you might have a screenshot of it.
It's deactivated because I haven't been using it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if you get that and you want us to put it on there, then you can always, you know, deactivate it again afterwards. You don't have to do it on an ongoing basis. But my main thing
I don't want to activate it. That's the thing. I really don't want to activate it. I'm tired of Thumbtack. They're giving me leads, and I'm not getting the right leads. I'm getting small leads. Let's say if I go to profile, and if I go to profile, let's say if I go to my reviews, let me see. It says reviews, 14 reviews, but get reviews. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, it won't show me. Let me see. All right, I got to activate it. You got to give me a couple days.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes. That way the technician I'm happy I've asked you, because that way the technician that's working on it, I'll tell them come back to this account probably, you know, by Friday, and then by then they can get the data that they need from the Thumbtack, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to tell them, well, the thing is this, I don't know why they deactivated me, but it's weird because I haven't been using them. I don't know if they try to contact me. I don't know because of the funds. I paid them. I just got to figure out why it was deactivated. It was lack of use, whatever it was. But as a company, I have insurance. Let me see. I'll figure it out. Give me a couple of days.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have them circle back to your account at least by Friday.
What about Angie Leads? Can you use Angie Leads for now?
Yeah, I already put that in the notes that you have an Angie Leads with a 5-star rating and a Thumbtack, and you wanted to put those badges up there. So the Angie Leads is still active. They can go on there and at least get that. And then by Friday, they can go in and, you know, get the one off of the Thumbtack.
What's Home Advisor?
Oh, Home Advisor is the same as Angie Leads. They merged. Yeah, they merged together. But I wanted to ask you, Fernando, as far as passing this background check with Google, Google is going to background check anybody within your organization that interfaces with clients. So I hope that that's not going to be a problem, because I know that you're going to pass it with flying colors. And if it's something little like a DUI or something like that, they'll still approve it. But if it's any type of felony type charges, they'll probably not. So keep that in mind when you fill out the application. If it's somebody that doesn't interface with clients, let's say that you have an office manager or somebody that just does the payroll and whatnot, that person doesn't have to pass the background check. It's only going to have to be the, you know, the people that are interfacing with clients. Okay.
No, that's fine. So the background check is going to be on the company, the IME number?
Yes.
Okay, and then that's it.
Your license, your insurance, anybody that interfaces with clients. And the reason being is Google's guaranteeing your work, right? So they want to make sure that you're an upstanding company before they put their name behind you, right? Okay, so I'll create that appointment for tomorrow, and then you'll be good to go, and then I'll charge the application fee, and I'll send you the application via email so that you can start working on it. And then let me just check the calendar for tomorrow. I'm going to schedule that out for tomorrow, so let's see. Do you want to do the same time tomorrow, like maybe 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do the same time tomorrow.
Yeah, so you'll have a 1 o'clock today for your client interview, and then the Google Guaranteed interview will be 1 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, so you're all good to go. Let me just make sure
don't you need a credit card number, or are they going to do a background check?
Well, you already gave me the credit card number. I just need to charge the $250. So I was just going to ask you, are we authorized to use this credit card for the $250 application fee?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, so that makes it easy. So it's telling me to... I'm excited. I was so happy it was available, because I was so sad earlier when I couldn't find it, because I'm like, you would be perfect for it, and you're going to be ahead of the curve, and you know, and sometimes it's not available, but for general contractor, I thought it should be. Sometimes if it's like a cleaning service or something like that, it won't be available for like the smaller jobs. But usually it is for contractors, so I knew I searched it the wrong way. So
here's the thing. I don't let's say Providence Always Gov. I'm thinking if I should do Providence Always LLC or Providence Always Gov, because Providence Always LLC, Providence Always Gov has been working off of it, offering Thumbtack as well. So
okay.
When I do the contracts, it says Providence Always LLC, but when I do the contracts, I do the contracts under the IME for Providence Always Gov. So maybe Providence Always LLC would be the best way to do it. Okay.
I like the LLC on there. I think if you put Providence Always Gov, it might confuse a regular end user to think like, oh, you're a government agency and maybe I won't call him because I don't know if he can help me. I'm not a veteran or anything like, you know what I mean? So I think that as you do it with the LLC, I think that that's a better way to go. But keep in mind, Fernando, you're not going to be married to the way it's set up initially. So let's say you go with the LLC and a couple months later you're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. I should have put Gov. No problem. You call us and that's an easy fix. We can always go in and we can put the Gov on there at that time, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, all right. So you're all good to go. I'm just getting the green light for that application fee, and then I'll send that to you on your email, and they will be calling you tomorrow to get that set up, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So have a great rest of your day, and then the technician's still going to call you at 1 today for the first client interview, and then 1 today for the second one, or tomorrow for the second one, okay?
Okay, gotcha. So what I'll do is I'll wait. So hold on. Today's the first call is going to be what?
The first one is going to be for your Google business page that we were talking about and for the website and for the Google ads to get all of that ball rolling. Okay. And then the one for tomorrow is going to be for your Google guarantee. And that's where they're going to make sure that you're getting over all the appropriate information to pass that background check. And that process takes 4 to 8 weeks. Because the system is so new, most of them are getting out around the 4 week mark. So once you pass the background check, they can start, you know, enabling those leads. But for now, you just pay the actual application fee. Once that passes, they'll contact you and they'll let you know that they're ready to get rolling with the leads. Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. So the good thing
right.
is that The good thing is I just checked my business. The business is good. Everything's good. Okay. So let's do Providence Always. Providence
LLC.
Always LLC. Yep. And
okay.
They're going to call me today and tomorrow, right? At 1 and then tomorrow
yep.
4?
Yep, today and tomorrow at 1. Both days at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so when the leads, when they do the background check, how long does it take?
It takes 4 to 8 weeks, but like I said, we're knocking them out more around the 4 week mark. We quote 4 to 8, but most people are getting them approved within 4 weeks.
So when they start charging me for the leads once I get approved?
Once you get approved, yep, and they'll notify you before that happens. So it's not like all of a sudden you're going to go in and you're going to see lead fees. They'll contact you and they'll say, hey, congratulations, you passed the background check. We're ready to start running the leads on this and such date, and then that's when you'll start getting charged for them.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
And then from that point, we'll see if we can get you'll do the Google splash. Website on the front page. You guys will take care of that.
Right, exactly. So that's what the client interview today is about. So all of those pictures, all of those folders that you sent me, I'm forwarding them over to that department. So when they call you at 1, they're already going to have that content. So the only thing I have to do is let that department know that your Thumbtack is down, but to go back and visit it, you know, maybe Thursday, Friday, once it gets back up, they can pull off your rating and your Thumbtack badge and what have you to put up on your site. And then
they can put the Angie Lee's badge for now, right?
Yes. That's what I already put the link to the Angie Leads in your profile so they have it. So I'm just going to send them a reminder so that they can come back in towards the end of the week and pull off the Thumbtack.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. So, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to call me. If not, they'll be reaching out to you at 1 o'clock, okay?
What time is it in California right now?
It's 8:30, so the appointment is actually for 10 o'clock our time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, so it's 8:30 right now in the morning?
Yep, it's 8:30. We're 3 hours behind you.
Okay, no wonder. Okay, gotcha. No problem. I'll probably have that. I'll probably have the website, the Thumbtack website, up and moving right away.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, yeah, if you get up by 1 o'clock, that's great. Then they don't have to, you know, kind of go back and look for things towards the end of the week. But if they do, don't worry about it because, you know, the website is going to take, you know, maybe 3 to 7 business days anyway to get up and running and finalize. So we have a little cushion there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your week.
You too. Take care, Tina.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.